examination results?
It was midnight. Not the same midnight as before, but a very similar midnight. Old Tom, the tongueless bell in the university bell tower, had just tolled its 12 sonorous silences. Rain clouds squeezed their last few drops over the city. Ankh-Morpork sprawled under a few damp stars, as real as a brick. Ponder Stibbons, student wizard, put down his book and rubbed his face.
"All right," he said. "Ask me anything. Go on, anything at all."
Victor Tugelbend, student wizard, picked up his battered copy of the Necrotelecomnicon discussed for students with practical experiments and turned the pages at random. He was lying on Ponder's bed. At least, his shoulder blades were. His body extended up the wall. This is a perfectly normal position for a student taking his ease.
"Okay," he said. "Right. Okay. What is the name of the outer dimensional monster whose distinctive cry is you what?
Yob Sodoth," said Ponder promptly.
"Yeah. How does the monster Tushup Aklathep, infernal star toad with a million young, torture its victims to death?"
It holds them down and shows them pictures of its children until their brains implode.
"Yep. Always wondered how that happens myself," said Victor, flicking through the pages. "I suppose after you've said, yes, he's got your eyes for the 1,000th time, you're about ready to commit suicide in any case."
"You know an awful lot, Victor," said Ponder admiringly. "I'm amazed you're still a student."
Yes, said Victor. Just unlucky at exams, I guess."
"Go on," said Ponder. "Ask me one more."
Victor opened the book again. There was a moment's silence. Then he said,
"Where's Holy Wood?"
Ponder shut his eyes and pounded his forehead.
Hang on, don't tell me."
He opened his eyes.
"What do you mean, where's Holy Wood?" he added sharply. "I don't remember anything about any Holy Wood."
Victor stared down at the page. There was nothing about any holy wood there.
"I could have sworn I heard. I think my mind must be wandering," he finished lamely. "It must be all this revision."
"Yes, it really gets to you, doesn't it? But it'll be worth it to be a wizard."
"Yes," said Victor. "Can't wait."
Ponder shut the book.
"Rain stopped. Let's go over the wall," he said. "We deserve a drink."
Victor waggled a finger.
"Just one drink, then. Got to keep sober," he said. "It's finals tomorrow. Got to keep a clear head."
said Ponder. Of course, it is very important to be sober when you take an exam. Many worthwhile careers in the street-cleansing, fruit-picking and subway guitar-playing industries have been founded on a lack of understanding of this simple fact. But Victor had a special reason for keeping alert. He might make a mistake and pass. His dead uncle had left him a small fortune not to be a wizard. He hadn't realised it when he'd drawn up the will, but that's what the old man had done. He thought he was helping his nephew through college. But Victor Tugelbend was a very bright young lad, in an oblique sort of way, and had reasoned thusly. What are the advantages and disadvantages of being a wizard? Well, you got a certain amount of prestige, but you were often in dangerous situations, and certainly always at risk of being killed by a fellow mage. He saw no future in being a well-respected corpse. On the other hand, what are the advantages and disadvantages of being a student wizard? You got quite a lot of free time, a certain amount of license in matters like drinking a lot of ale and singing bawdy songs. No one tried to kill you much except in the ordinary everyday Ankh-Morpork way of things. And thanks to the legacy, you also got a modest but comfortable style of living. Of course, you didn't get much in the way of prestige, but at least you were alive to know this. So Victor had devoted a considerable amount of energy in studying firstly the terms of the will, the Byzantine examination regulations of Unseen University, and every examination paper of the last 50 years. The pass mark in finals was 88. Failing would be easy. Any idiot can fail. Victor's uncle had been no fool. One of the conditions of the legacy was that should Victor ever achieve a mark of less than 80, the money supply would dry up like thin spit on a hot stove. He'd won, in a way. Few students had ever studied as hard as Victor. It was said that his knowledge of